Blog Talk Radio.
This line is now on hold. This line is now off hold.
Hello, praise the Lord. Can everybody hear? Can everybody hear us okay?
Yes. Y'all hear me on the line? Hello?
We hear you now.
Yep, now we do.
God bless all of you. This is Bernard Johnson. I want to just thank you all for being here. I thought you were hearing me all the time. But thank God for you. And this is a wonderful thing to give God praise. Let's go to the Lord in prayer today. Right now, Heavenly Father, we dare not approach you without just asking you to forgive us for all sin, sin of omission, sin of commission. Help us to forgive those who trespass against us and bless this prayer line in the name of Jesus. I pray that your anointing would flow on it and that the Holy Ghost would take over the prayer line. Give miracles like we've never seen in 2015. Oh God, bless all these wonderful people. Every person on this prayer line, lift every heavy burden, lighten every heavy load. The blessings of the Lord should make them rich and add no sorrow to it. We just love you, Lord, and praise you for everything. Wake the people of the Lord this morning that they may praise you and give you glory and honor. We ask that you heal every sick person, raise those who are down. I pray that you look on those mothers, Lord, who perhaps are afflicted. Help them. Touch somebody. Heal them in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you did on yesterday all across the country. And Lord, as we give you glory and praise and hear these praise reports, we pray that you bless them. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the blog line, Lord, where we're sending up over 2 billion praises a night. Thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, adoration, and praise. Look on the people across the country. I pray who have experienced all these tornadoes and, oh my God, so much damage done to the country. Help these families, God. And that family that experienced that crash, deadly crash on yesterday, Lord, and how that girl was killed. On 34th Woods or somewhere around there. But I pray that you bless those families and, Lord, soothe those aching hearts of those who lost loved ones during the tornadoes and everything. We have compassion on them and ask that you would give them healing virtue. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And thank you, Lord, for all things. In the name of Jesus, we pray and give you glory. Thank God. Amen, and amen, and amen. And it's a wonderful Monday, and I want to speak to you all. Are you awake? Good morning to you, all of you. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You all wake up here.
Good morning, good morning,
good morning. Don't get so comfortable. Oh, Lord, don't get so comfortable. Amen. And you start snowing, I'll put you on blast this morning. God bless you. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. No, he's here.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, man.
Good morning,
God bless
Lord.
You. Let's
good
go into praise. You know the Lord waits on your praise. He's looking forward to it. Let's give
amen.
Him praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's go now. Praise check in the name of Jesus. Praise check.
Hallelujah.
That means open up
glory,
for everybody.
Glory,
praise
glory,
check.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We praise you and glorify you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Glory, 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 glory.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank
you.
You're so good. You're so kind. You're so wonderful.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we esteem you.
You.
We lift you up. We extol you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. All the honor belongs to you. And Lord, thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. Thank God. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless all of you on the prayer line this morning. Amen. Thank God for what he's doing. We're headed toward Jacksonville on the 11th through the 14th. Amen. I wonder, give us the hotel information. Let's start out that way this morning because I know people want to be there and tell us what we can do there in Jacksonville at the hotel, if you will, please. Are you there this morning?
And good morning. Thank you. Those of you that would like to make your hotel reservations, you have 2 days to make the reservations. You may do so by calling 501-753-8660. That's the Wingate by Wyndham Hotel on North Commercial in North Little Rock, Arkansas. If you're flying in, you're going to fly into Little Rock Airport. That number, again, at the Wingate Hotel, is 501-783-8660. You will call and tell them that you would like a room in the first room box. 753-8660, area code 501. Our rate is $70. Please, you have 2 days before we will lose this rate. Please call and make your reservation. God bless you. I'm looking forward to seeing you in Jacksonville, Arkansas, June 11th through the 14th. Have a great day.
God bless you. And it's going to be so great, 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 great. We plan so many nice things for you. We just need to know you're coming. Amen. God bless all of you this morning. I just want to... thank you for being here. I know you don't have to, and I appreciate your presence to help us give God praise today and glorify the Lord. Amen. I want to hear about your Mother's Day, all you mothers on the line. Amen. Mother Johnson, I tell you, she's here, and I'm going to ask her about her Mother's Day in just a moment. Some of you all who want to tell about your Mother's Day, we want to hear about it. Amen. I'm opening the line to you and then give you a praise report about your Mother's Day. And if you'd like to, can't wait on you, but jump right in there. That's the time to start moving right now while I'm talking and be prepared to just jump in there. Mother's Day was a great day here, and I'm going to let Mother Johnson tell about it in just a moment. But tell us about your Mother's Day and give God a praise report of what he did. The line is open to you. Who's first? Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Chief, and all the saints of God and all the mothers that are on the line and the children and the aunts and cousins. And if you are female and have brought a child into this world, God bless you this morning. And if you are female and have a little puppy that's a little God child, I praise God for you too. This is Ambassador Stith all the way from Arkansas. And just briefly to tell you what a wonderful day that I had here. Oh, the word was good. Fellowship with my family was fantastic. Fellowship with God is just, oh, awesome. The word was powerful for women, empowering, encouraging, shifting, and moving lives. Wherever you are, whatever mistakes you've done as a mother, pick it up and take it on and give it to Jesus and keep plowing the ground. Even when you have children that are disobedient and will not listen to you. But praise God, my relationship and my gift from my daughter was just amazing. I just love my little Classy, who is 35 years old. My daughter and my godson gave me a wonderful gift on yesterday. They gave me a cruise for 7 days. Glory to God. I won't say when it is. But I am so grateful and so thankful. She's a mama because she labored so much. You deserve some time to yourself. Of course, she's traveling with me. God bless you.
God bless you. All right, wonderful. Somebody else. The line is open to you. Anyone else?
Amen. This is Ambassador Jean, and I just want to thank God for the wonderful time. We had an amazing grace yesterday. Powerful service, wonderful Mother's Day service, presentations from our First Lady, from the youth department. And speaking of the youth department, on Saturday, our church won the trophy for the most attendance in the AIM rally on this past weekend. Yesterday was another blessing. Our pastor brought a powerful word to us. Dr. Johnson, step into your season. We had a guest appearance by Professor Douglas Miller on yesterday. And, of course, he sang his our favorite song, Our Soul Has Been, My Soul Has Been Anchored in the Lord. And to wrap it up, our pastor blessed us with grateful as he blew that sax. So I'm inviting everyone, come to Jacksonville and hear him blow that sax some more. Wrap up the day at Mother Johnson's. God bless you. That's just a little bit of what took place yesterday.
Oh, yeah, it was off the hook. Yeah, off the chain, off the hook. My God, running out the door. It was something on yesterday. Amen. And I'm going to do a concert down there with the youth Million Praise Rally in Jacksonville. So, Ambassador Stith, if you get the word out that Saturday night when we're doing a concert, amen, with the youth rally, amen, it's going to be something. My God. We had a great time at Amazing Grace yesterday. Stumbled down, run out, amen, shouting, praising, run around the church, everything else. God blessed in a great way. Professor Douglas Miller did sing that, My Soul's Been Anchored in the Lord. Y'all know that song, Though the Storms Keep on Raging in My Life. Oh, my God. And we just had a great time. Oh, my God. I never forget yesterday I dealt with a step into your season. And I somehow, the Holy Ghost led me at the beginning of my sermon to just draw area at the front of the church, because you see there was a pool in Bethesda, and as they once a year the angel came down and troubled the pool, and whoever stepped into the pool first got their healing. Well, yesterday, oh my God, so many people stepped into that pool, the Amazing Grace pool. Oh my God, my sister must have walked through the pool at least two or three times. Amen. And I just read the scripture and gave them the title of the sermon, and I couldn't go any further. Yesterday, I didn't get a chance to preach it, but thank God the Holy Ghost preached it. Step into your season. And see, that's what's wrong with a lot of us. God has let our bones mature, and we're still crawling. I preached the Sunday before last, stop crawling. Amen. Your bones have matured now. No need to crawl. Step. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. God bless you. We had just a great time. Great time on yesterday. I want to hear about your time. Y'all a little slow this morning. Wake up here. Wake up. Tell us about what the Lord did. Amen. The line is open to you. Anybody else?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yes, ma'am, Mother Johnson.
Happy Mother's Day to you, Mother Johnson. I had a wonderful day yesterday with the church. Give the Lord his service. And I took my granddaughter out to a dinner for her husband and her little son. And we went to dinner, we ate, and I had a big bouquet of flowers from my daughter. My son called me from South Carolina. My baby called me from Louisville, Kentucky. So I just had a wonderful time yesterday. And I just thank the Lord for my health and my strength. And I just thank him for being so good, allowed me to see another Mother's Day. I said, well, Lord, if my mother was here, she gets flowers from me every year. And I just thank God for his goodness. So that's what my Mother's Day was like.
thank you so much, Mother.
Hey.
Is there anybody else want to give a Mother's Day? Tell them about what the Lord did for you. God did a lot on Mother's Day. And y'all ought to step in here and tell them about what God did for you. Anybody else?
This is Sister Linda from Utah. And we had a good service yesterday. And after the service, my daughter and granddaughter and my cousin and them took us, we went out to dinner. And I didn't have to pay for nothing. So we went to this place where that they cooked the food in front of you. So
beautiful.
My son and them, they gave me flowers and cards and stuff. So I thank God for that.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. Anybody else? The Lord bless you.
Yes, I thank God, Dr. Johnson, how the Lord blessed me on yesterday, how we went to church. Well, first thing I did was got up and I picked a salad for the church and I baked the cake and I fixed them some barbecue and took it out there to them so that they could have a little break after Sunday school yesterday. I enjoyed doing that. I took them all a kennel apiece so that they can smell the fragrance from the kennel when they lit it. Thank God. I enjoyed doing that. And when I got back home, my baby daughter, took me out to dinner and out to a Chinese restaurant. It was really nice. I enjoyed my Mother's Day on yesterday. And with the emails and with the text messages, it was just good. The grandchildren and all just flowed in and sent me emails. I enjoyed that day, and I enjoyed being with the family and with the family of the church. God bless you.
Beautiful. And I want to thank all of you for who text and called and, amen, called my number many times and wish Lady Betty a happy Mother's Day. Amen. That was so nice of you all. We appreciate it so much. Amen. Mother Johnson.
God bless you. God bless each of you. This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. I want to say good morning to each of you and how the Lord is still in the blessing business. As he blessed one, he can bless another. And I thank God on yesterday, the Lord was sure enough blessing me. He gave the mothers, the man feeds the mothers on Mother's Day. And on Men's Day, the mothers feed the men. But I'm so happy because they brought it to my house and where I was staying. And they fed us really had a good dinner. And everything was printed out. And I tell you, I enjoyed on yesterday. All my children, my children and my grandchildren and some friends was here, and I thank God for it. It was just a wonderful day all day. The Lord is still blessing. I thank God for the blessing of the Lord. Make it rich, and there's no sorrows with it. And there was no sorrows, and I praise God. I thank God because I'm looking and looking and living where I want to see Jesus in my life every day. Not just one day, but every day. So you pray for Mother Johnson. God will always get the glory out of her life. God bless you for you.
Beautiful, Mother Johnson. God bless you. Anybody else want to tell how God bless you? Talk about the blessings of the Lord on Mother's Day.
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me, Pastor?
We can hear you.
I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I had a real nice Mother's Day yesterday. I got a blessing at the church yesterday. My pastor blew that horn, and it just went all through me. And I just thank the Lord for that. I came home. I barbecued for my aunties and my children, and we had a real nice dinner on yesterday. And I just thank the Lord for that.
Oh, God bless you. All right. That's beautiful. Anybody else?
Good morning. This is Mother Digby. I want to thank and praise the Lord for the beautiful Mother's Day service we had on yesterday. On the second Sunday is Missionary Day, and our church mother, our head church mother, who is 94, brought the message, and she brought wisdom to the mothers on from Titus 2. And we just had a beautiful service and consecrated 5 new season mothers to the mothers board. We just had a beautiful day. Came home and was going to have dinner at home, and then was invited to my niece's house for dinner. Just had a beautiful day. Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, that's wonderful. Amen. That was a day of consecration for mothers. We did that ourselves at Amazing Grace. Beautiful. Anybody else want to tell of the goodness of Jesus?
This is Sister Karen Brown. Good morning, everybody. I actually had 2 wonderful days because my birthday was Saturday and then Mother's Day yesterday. I got flowers, food, cards. I got taken out to eat. I just got so many things because, you know, I'm a mother of 9 children. So I had a really, really wonderful time. I didn't get a chance to go to church because the person that I ride with wasn't going. But I had a wonderful 2 days for my birthday and Mother's Day.
Beautiful, beautiful. I didn't know that you were a mother of 9 children. Beautiful.
Oh, yes, sir. I have 5 daughters and 4 sons.
Beautiful. Wow. We were thinking that you were a single person.
No, no way.
God bless you. God bless you. All right, somebody else. Tell us the blessings of the Lord. Anybody else before we move this morning?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area code 516. My baby girl made me breakfast for Mother's Day, and later that evening, I went to pamper myself, treated myself to a nice spa, and then afterwards, I went to dinner with my family.
Mm. Beautiful. Well, I tell you, when I reminded the mothers yesterday, as we gave them all roses and to our mother's board, we gave them a wonderful, beautiful presence, and it was just great. I reminded them that we were doing all this on Mother's Day because Father's Day is is coming. God bless y'all. Amen. We had Douglas Miller just sang, so yesterday we had a great time. Great, great time. A lot of fun, and the Lord's blessings were upon the service. All right, anybody else before we move here? God bless all of you. Amen. I do want to have a lot of prayer today for anybody who's been missing your prayers from this line. Amen. We've been having a lot of wisdom seminars and things like that. But I certainly want, and been talking about the convention, but I certainly want to remember you in prayer. If you're going through anything, we want to certainly pray for you. We're not trying to find out your personal business that we might gossip. We're not. This is not a gossip line. This is a line just to find out what you're going through, so we can pray on target. Don't worry. No matter what you got, I probably heard it before. You know, you're about to lose your house. We heard it before. You're about to lose your car. We heard it before. You got cancer. We heard it before. And not to belittle anything. I'm just trying to show you that we're not about gossip. We've had all kinds of situations, and we pray and God gives miracles. If you want to help us, or rather, if you want to share it with us, that we might pray and the Lord help you. Amen. We certainly want to pray on target. I have discovered that a lot of times you have to call these demons out by name. You call them out and bind them in the name of Jesus and cast them out. That's many times when we ask you for your prayer request, we're trying to find out so we may pray on target. Amen. It's kind of like if you've got cancer and we're praying and asking God to heal high blood pressure, that cancer demon tries to hide. But we want to call them out and completely bind them and cast them out, which the word says we can. Amen. So the line is open to you. Does one of our ambassadors, you want to take those prayer requests this morning? If so, feel free to jump in. Amen. And let us be rested this morning. Anyone? and otherwise you know I will do it. All right, let's have, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. This is Ambassador Gina. I'll take the prayer request for you this morning. The prayer line is now open. God bless you all. The prayer line is open for anyone that has a prayer request this morning. We ask at this time that you call it out so that we would pray for it. As our chief ambassador just showed us, we want to be able to pray on target. Is your one this morning?
Good morning. This is Mother Digby. I'd like to request prayer for my neighbor, Bobby Forte. She learned that she has cancer of the liver, and they, for some reason, they can't do surgery, so they're giving her chemotherapy. And she had her first treatment last week, and I'm asking prayer for her. Let the Lord deliver her.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mother Digby. How thoughtful. Mother Johnson from Indiana, I heard you next.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis. We ask you all to pray for Pastor Gina's husband. His blood pressure, and he got an infection in his body. I ask you all to pray for him. Just pray for the family. Just pray for my family. And since I've been working, I'm on my feet a lot and my legs swell. So I just ask you all to pray for me. Keep me in your prayer.
Amen. We certainly will, Mother Johnson. God bless you. That's her husband, Pastor Tony, correct?
No, this is Pastor Gina.
That's her husband's name.
I can't call the name right now.
Okay.
Oh,
that's okay. All right. Is there another prayer request this morning?
Yes,
this is Mother Wilson.
Karen Brown again.
Hold on, Sister Brown. We heard Mother Wilson first.
This is Mother Wilson, and God bless each of you that's on the prayer line. I'm requesting prayer for the family and my children, that God will save them all. And, you know, just that he would let them know that the enemy, he tried to come and capture the one that is saved, the one that is not saved. I want them to have a settled mind in the Lord. Just a minute things, and I have an unspoken request on that also. So just be praying for me.
Yes, ma'am, we definitely will. Okay, Sister Brown?
Yes, I have a situation at my house that I need prayer for. I really need the reverse, and I need prayer bad, and I need strength in my body.
Okay, so I reversed a situation at your house?
Yes, ma'am.
And prayer for your body?
Yes,
absolutely,
ma'am.
Absolutely. Yeah. Amen. Anyone else? Are there other prayer requests for today? And the Stokes family. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If that's all, we're going to, on our prayer list this morning, we, of course, have our Chief Ambassador, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, at the top of our list. We have from a request from Mother Digby for the Bobby Flay, Forte, I'm sorry, who has cancer. We definitely want to pray for that cancer of the liver. Mother Johnson from Indiana is requesting prayer for Pastor Gina's husband for his blood pressure and also for her family. Mother Wilson requested prayer for her family, her children, that they be saved, and she also has an unspoken prayer request. Sister Karen Brown definitely wants us to pray that a situation be reversed in her home and to pray for her body. Sister Lucille requested prayer for herself for headaches from stress and tension, and that her children, pray for those children that they will be obedient. Ambassador-elect Lacey has an unspoken request, as well as Sister Cobbs from Texas. Mother Peterson also has an unspoken request and wants us to lift her grandson Solomon up in prayer. Again, we want to keep the Johnson family, the Nelson family, and the Stokes family lifted in prayer. Is Evangelist LaTanya Williams on the line this morning? Can you pray for us, please?
Sure. Good morning. God bless everyone. God bless you, Chief Ambassador. God bless you, Ambassador Gina. Amen. Amen. Giving honor to God, thanking him for everything that he has done, is doing, and is going to do. Amen. And I give honor also to Ambassador Lady Betty and Mother Johnson. It was so good to hear her this morning. Excuse me. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go into prayer. Amen. So we just thank you, Father God, for just everything that you have done. Father God, we just praise your holy name, God. We just give your name all the glory, all the honor. Thank you for everything you're going to do, God. God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for watching over us all, Lord God, as we slept on last night and waking us up at the appointed time, Father God. We're so forever grateful, God. You didn't have to give us breath in our body, God, but we thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness, God. Thank you for all the praise reports, God, that went up this morning, Lord God. Thank you how you watched over each and every one of them, how we all were just blessed on Mother's Day, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the families, Father God. Father God, we thank you for Chief Ambassador, Lord God. We thank you for Lady Betty, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Mother Johnson, Lord God. We ask you to continue to bless their family, Lord God. Continue to meet every need, Father God. Father God, as Chief Ambassador has uplifted, Lord God, Ambassador Lady Betty, Father God, we ask you to look on her, Father God, continue to meet every need in her life, Lord God. God, you know all things, Father God, and we just pray for your comfort, Father God, for your strength, Father God. Oh, God, continue to keep her encouraged, God. Continue to keep her steadfast, unmovable in the things of you, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. We thank you, Lord God, for relieving all stress, all tension, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you for the joy of the Lord is her strength, Father God. Oh, God, we just ask you to meet every need, Lord God. Lord God, spiritually, naturally, financially, Lord God, in her health, Lord God, continue to keep her healthy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, continue to keep Chief Ambassador encouraged, keep him steadfast and unmovable, God. Thank you for the things that you're doing in his life, God. Use him abundantly, God, for your glory, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to endow him with your power, Father God, from on high, God. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you, God. We thank you for him, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for the strength you already are doing and have done in Mother Johnson and are continuing to do, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord God, for this prayer list, Lord God. Right now, I pray for Ambassador Gina, Father God. Though she's not on the prayer list, God, I ask you to continue to strengthen her, Lord God. Continue to meet the needs in her life, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being so mindful of her, Father God. Thank you for meeting the needs, Father God. Thank you for keeping her encouraged, God, keeping her strengthened, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to touch her body, God, from the crown of her head, God, to the soles of her feet, Lord God. And we thank you right now, God. We thank you for the strength, Lord God, that you give her every day, God. And we give you glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I uplift Mother Digby right now before you. Father God, even as we come humble, God, humble before your throne, Lord God, we just want to just thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for Mother Digby, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for her standing in the gap, Lord God, on the behalf of Bobby Forte, Lord God. Father God, we ask you to meet the needs of Bobby Forte, God, in the name of Jesus. We know that cancer is nothing too hard for you, Father God. I pray you dry up every cancerous cell, Father God. It humble. Do it for your glory, God. God, we speak forth healing to her body, God. From the top of her head, God, to the soles of her feet, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for Mother Digby, Lord God. Even her unspoken request concerning herself, Father God. Meet every need in her body, God. Meet every need in her mind, God. In the name of Jesus, bring comfort, Lord God. Bring peace, Lord God. Your peace, your peace, your peace, your peace. Your peace that passes all understanding, Father God. You said those that keep their minds stayed on you, God, you'll keep them in perfect peace. Father God, I pray for peace for her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for the test, Lord God, even concerning Sister Forte, Lord God, that you begin to do a miracle work, God, in the name of Jesus, a miraculous work, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it right now, God. Oh, God, we believe in for praise reports, God. We believe in for praise reports. And not many days. And, God, we thank you, Lord God. God, we uplift Mother Johnson right now from Indianapolis, Lord God, before you, Father God, as she stands in the gap. I thank you so much for her heart, Lord God. She continues to uplift her pastors, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. She look on Pastor Gina's husband, Father God. Look on him, God. Meet him at the point of his need, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, go in and do what only you can do, God. We thank you right now for the miraculous healings in his body, God, even concerning the blood pressure, Father God. Father God, we ask you to regulate the blood pressure in the name of Jesus. Lord God, go all in his veins, God. Flush out everything, God, that's not like you, God, in the name of Jesus. Relieve all tension, Lord God. All worry and stress, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Regulate that blood pressure, God. If it's too high, Lord God, bring it down, God. If it's too low, Lord God, bring it up, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you. Father God, I pray and ask you, Lord God, to relieve all swelling in Mother Johnson's legs, God, in the name of Jesus. As she's working, Lord God, relieve all pain and any agony, Lord God. Work out them joints, Lord God. Lubricate those joints, God, for your glory, God. And we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We uplift Mother Wilson right now before you, Father God. We ask you to look on Mother Wilson, Father God. God, as she stands in the gap on the behalf of her family and her children, Father God.
This line is now on hold. This line is now off hold.
Amen. Praying for her for the children's salvation in the name of Jesus. Meet the needs of the children, God. And God, we thank you right now. Father God, we uplift the Stokes family, the Nelson family, and the Johnson family. We ask, Lord God, you to meet the needs in their life, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God, we ask your will, Lord God, to be done. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you right now, God, for relieving all stress, all worry, in the name of Jesus, even for Mother Wilson, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, she has an unspoken request before you, Father God, and I ask you to meet her at the point of her need, Father. God, you know all things, God. You see all things, God. Oh, God, meet the needs, God, in her home, in her finances, and in her body, God, in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, even concerning the children, God, the children. The children, God, have your way, God. Have your way, God. You told us to cast all our cares upon you, Lord God. For it's you that cares for us, God. She's casting the care of her family and her children upon you, young and old, Father God. Hallelujah. I believe they're grown, God, and the grandchildren. Hallelujah. God, I ask you to look on them, God. Look on all the family, the brothers, the sisters, nieces, nephews, cousins, all of them, God. Look on them all, God, for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now. Father God, I just go back up to Mother Johnson in Indianapolis. She also prayed for Pastor Gina's husband for the infection in his body. And Father God, I bind all infection right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you to go in and heal, Lord God, every wound. Oh, God, do it for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I lift Karen Brown right now before you, Father God. And the situation, God, you know, God. You know the situation in the home, God. Meet the needs, God. We thank you right now, God, for your provision, God. We thank you right now for your protection, God. We thank you right now, God, for your deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we pray and thank you already, God, for the strengthening of her body, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch her from the crown of her head, God, to the soles of her feet, Lord God. God, let your will, Lord God, be done. Even as you deal with her, Lord God, concerning her diet, her eating habits, Father God. Father God, I ask, Lord God, certain foods she's not supposed to be eating. But God, I thank you right now, God. I thank you that you're going to begin to do a new thing in her body, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you right now for your will, Lord God, being done in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, minister to her, Lord God. Let your will, Lord God, continue to be done in her and through her, God, in the name of Jesus. Relieve the stress. She's worrying, Father God. Relieve it, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I'm going to become a bubble, Yasha. God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you're meeting the need. You're reversing that thing, God. We speak favor in the name of Jesus, God. Give her favor, God. And, Father God, as you do it, Lord God, let her give you all the glory, God, in the name of Jesus. And let her recognize where her help came from, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you. Let her come back giving you the glory, God. And, God, we thank you. Father God, we uplift Sister Lucille before you, Father God. And, God, we're praying against all headaches. We bind up all headaches right now in the name of Jesus. We cancel every assignment of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we say, let your will, Lord God, be done in the mighty name of Jesus. We know a lot of our headaches come from worrying and stress. Worrying and stress and anxiety in the name of Jesus. But Father God, I speak right now, and I hear for you high blood pressure, but we bind high blood pressure in the name of Jesus. We cancel every assignment right now, the enemy, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just ask that you begin to do a new thing in her body, God. Do a new thing, even concerning water, to drink more water. More water. God, we glorify your holy name, God. We give your name all the praise, God. We give your name all the honor and all the glory, God. You're so worthy, God. And God, I know the distress may, she's praying for children, amen. Children obedience, hallelujah. Father God, we know that stress could be coming from that as well, Father God. We ask, Lord God, you meet the needs of our children, God. And we pray for them to be more obedient, Father God. Obedient, Lord God. Obedient to your will, Lord God, and obedient to instruction from parents. And God, we pray for all children to be obedient to their parents, yes. Father God, and to your word, Father God, because there's protection in obedience in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you right now, God. We give your name all the glory. Release them in God's hands and trust that he's going to work that situation out. Sometimes you just got to got to just trust God with it. Amen. You do all you can do. Amen. Trust God with it. Give it to God and then listen for his direction. Amen. Amen. That was a word for you, Sister Lucille. Amen. Father God, we thank you for Ambassador Dr. Lacey, Father God. We thank you, Ambassador-elect Dr. Lacey. Father God, we ask you to meet the needs, Lord God, concerning her unspoken requests, Father God. Meet the needs.